Blog Talk Radio.
The one and only Mr. Hot Tom Black is online with this topic, and I appreciate it.
Man up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good evening. Good evening. How's everybody doing?
To tell it how I see it, because I've been on both sides of the coin.
Those who are checking the show, the Man Up Talk Show, as we try to build what we're doing in this movement. We got my brother, other brother here, Dow Harrington. And welcome to the show as another host, of course.
Man up. I appreciate smart. But you gotta know in this game, man, it ain't enough.
When you meet people, you wanna know their knowledge. You wanna know their story. What's the backstory? What brought you to this dance? And build something to help you to achieve that, it would be just totally different.
We are on deck. We want to welcome everyone to the show. We're listening to New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Virginia, North Carolina, Georgia. Well, I checked you out earlier. Once again, yours from Mr. Nas, and I want to send a
special...
I think all you men have nailed it, because the fact remains, we can't teach our younger men to become better men if we're being hypocrites. We're being hypocrites about what we're telling them to do. Has been done to me, and I have done them. So I'm speaking from experience, and I'm also speaking from being able to tell you that it's real.
Everybody has to have a core. There's something that drives me. There's something that is bigger than ourselves.
Are you kidding me? Did you really just come at me like that? You will be eliminating the people that just don't have no business coming in your direction in the first place by the way you carry yourself, the way that you speak, and everything like that. So all you're doing is eliminating and inviting the correct people in your life.
No. We want to hear the difference.
Where do y'all want to go with this? You're talking children. You're talking relationships. You're talking all kinds of things. And it blows my mind, man.
My job is to try to find the truth.
The truth. You wouldn't know the truth if it kicked you in the head.
And I cry. And the tears would fill up in the well. And my eyes are there. And then it got so bad. So one time I thought I'd roll myself up in a big old ball and die. And then I met you, darling, and you smiled at me. Oh, it was such a pretty smile. Yes, it was. And you shot your hand. You helped me. You help me!
Happy Friday, happy Friday, happy Friday. God is good all the time. Once again, you're tuning into the Man Up Talk Show. So once again, I want to say, first of all, for those who take the time once a year, salute to you and happy Valentine's Day. And props to those who don't have to wait for one damn day to acknowledge those they love. So that's, happy Valentine's Day, damn it. Anyway, once again, welcome to the Man Up Talk Show. I believe we got my brother Edward L. Fairley online.
Yo, happy Singles Awareness Day.
What's going on, brother? What's going on?
What's good, man?
What's going on, my brother? I was doing my best to try to get in touch with you this week because I wanted to talk to you outside, some other stuff, man. But how you feeling, man? What's going on?
I'm fine. I'm so relaxed right now for some reason, but I'm just relaxed mode. I'm chilling, and I'm glad you made that statement because I never do anything but say happy Valentine's Day on Valentine's Day to my wife. I don't do that. I don't buy balloons. I don't buy flowers or anything like that because I just don't like the fact that it seems like it's a reminder to do what I'm supposed to be doing on a specific day. So I don't do anything. I'll do anything outside of Valentine's Day. I might do something before or after, but it's never on that day, and that's intentional. So I'm with you.
Hey, brother, I hear you, bro. I'm with you, brother.
But yeah,
I think that we even discussed it behind the scenes, brother.
Yeah, but happy Single Awareness Day to everybody.
Oh yeah, yes. You hear me? I'm having a little problem with my mic right here. You got me?
Yeah, you good?
Yeah, for some reason I'm having a problem with my mic. Let me try to fix it real quick here.
Can you hear me?
So listen, the show. I mean, I'm having a little problem with my mic. Can you still hear me loud and clear?
I hear you, but it don't seem like you can hear me.
No, I got you. This is my headset. It's messing up, but we'll be all right, man. But brother, man, I thought that this show would be real appropriate because, like you said before, even in the intro, those who really listen to the intro, relationships is your specialty. I definitely want to delve into it. But before we go into the show a little bit, we're going to invite some of the ladies on. And for those callers, please feel free to call in and tune in. Unfortunately, our brother, Dow, he came down with severe cold. I mean, my man is like coughing and cackling and everything like that. So we're going to send our prayers out to him, and hopefully he feels better soon. But I had a chance to talk to him briefly before the show. So, Dow, man, I hope you feel better. You know how we do, man. We're going to hold each other down, man, and just do what we do and have fun at it, So,
yes,
brother,
sir.
Dow, hope you feel better, brother. Definitely. Also, I want to say another shout-out to our other brothers who help us hold it down. My man, Brother Hassan Black, and I can't forget about Brother Thomas, Delancey Davis, and, just those brothers. I know a lot of those guys putting their work in, a little time in with their significant other, and, what's going out to them. Before we start the show, I want to bring on somebody. This brother named William Hathaway. He's from Orange, New Jersey. He'll be joining us soon, hopefully, with the Game Strong program, but he definitely wanted to chime in. Just at least to kind of talk about a little bit what's happening in his area, and y'all soon be hearing about a lot of local sports on his perspective. So we want to welcome him real quick before we get into the topic. We're going to have a good time tonight, and then y'all's going to leave it out something special, too, a little later on. So without no further ado, is it all right, Eddie? I'm going to bring him on real quick because he wanted to just give us a quick shout out. All right, no doubt. All right, without no further ado,
what's up, brothers? How are you guys doing tonight?
Great.
What's going on, brother? How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, man. I'm actually going back to the house to give me something to eat. I wanted to wish all the women in Orange a very happy Valentine's Day. And, we're out here preparing for this second snowstorm, man. It's been horrendous out here.
Yeah, definitely, brother. Definitely, man. I'm
a district leader in Orange, and I'm also an employee of the City of Orange Department of Public Works. We're out here trying to keep our streets and our community clean as best we could. I'd also give a shout out to Brother Harrington. Hope he gets well. And I'm on the telephone right now. Hold on. I'm actually just a self-made citizen, man. I'm out here working too.
Yeah, that's all right, bro.
I just wanted to let you guys that I'll be calling in next week to give you guys an update of actually what is going on in the city of Orange. Our Department of Public Works has been constantly cleaning our streets. That's what we were saying. I just wanted to give all of you guys a shout out to all the viewers in the Orange area. And
okay.
That's basically it, man. I'm just hampered with some citizen complaints right now. But I'll get back to you guys sometime with next week. I'll give you guys a shout out sometime next week.
All right, you be safe.
Hey, brother, listen, well, we appreciate you calling in, man. Listen, you be safe out there, man.
Can I refer something out to the radio land? Can you guys make aware that the citizens that we're asking citizens of Orange not to throw any snow onto the streets so we can keep it actually clean? And I also want to give my shout out to my fellow colleagues in public works. Y'all did a great job this week to keep the streets clean.
All right, thank you, brother. We appreciate you, man. Definitely, man.
But, you
be
guys
safe
will
out
be
here,
hearing
brother.
Me sometime next week.
All right, man. We'll be
looking.
All right, brother. No problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, man. Thank you. A big shout out to Brother William Hathaway. He follows the show, man. You know, like we said before, you never know who's listening, but we appreciate it, man. Whether you're in your car, you're working, we definitely appreciate the love. I want to bring on our sis, if it's okay with you, brother. You know what I'm talking about.
You know I want my sis on this phone.
Once again, welcome the one and only Super Chick Black. What's going on, sis?
Hey, baby. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody and Lover's Day. And I wish I would have remembered you yesterday. Nothing. I am in such a hidden happy mood.
You know what? It's going around with everybody. You know, it's a blessing, man. You know, I'm not looking at Valentine's Day. I'm looking at just enjoying the day. I feel, you know what? I got to agree with you guys. I feel good today. I feel blessed. You know, I could complain about things, but why? I'm living, got a job. You know, I'm surrounded by positive, strong people. We're making moves, and I'm just glad to be part of something very positive. And I don't know. I'm humble. I feel good. I feel really good. Real talk.
That's good. Hey, nah, settle a bet with me and Eddie. We got a bet going.
Talk to me.
Okay. Last week, who moderated the show? Was it you or Daryl?
That's a good question.
Come on now.
No, this is the real question. Don't go around the question.
Eddie, hush. Let's get this question answered. Don't cheat.
I'm not cheating.
I did.
I'm not cheating.
I'm not.
I told you it was not. I know what I'm
okay,
talking about.
Okay,
all
right. So you muted us last week?
It's a wrap.
It was you that muted us?
No, Daryl, this, I'll tell you what happened. Daryl was co-moderating.
I was the lead moderator.
And Daryl co-moderated because he was hearing background noises.
Thank
and it was
you. Thank
the
you.
Speaker. So technically, you're right. You know, you're both right. But the lead would have to go to Miss Signature because she nailed it on that part. But I don't mute. Daryl loves to mute.
No. The bet was that.
Go ahead. He said, Daryl muted us. He said, I said, no, that was Nas. He said, Nas would never mute me. I said, yes, Nas would. He need to mute you now. We were on the phone arguing about it. So we made a bet, and I was like, I'm going to ask. So Nas, just do me a favor. Just every once in a while, mute Eddie. Just mute him.
Okay, I got you back. Oh, listen, before I go any further, I really have to. Give a standing ovation and an applause to the Every Woman Talk Show. I've been listening. You ladies picked the game up in the worst way possible. I love it. Love it.
We have to compliments.
A lot of compliments. It's coming in strong. It's coming stronger than I anticipated. The numbers are reflected. So we'll talk. We got to talk behind the scenes.
No, we had to step our game up. We had to do it and let y'all know that, yes, we can do it on y'all level as well. You know, I'm competitive, and I'm not going to let y'all win.
So you know what? You know, it's funny you said that because I was talking to D behind the scenes. I said, you know, I'm loving the energy. I said, but well, I feel like this is a competition now. I said, it's on the top now. Let's go. I said, let's call Eddie. We're going to have to go in.
I love it. On their toes, seriously. It's a blessing.
It does. And if you notice, you got your marketing out early as requested. She got a marketing out early. She's like, nah, I need the marketing to be out a little early. But anyway, that's behind the scenes. We can talk. So it's.
Yes.
But listen, let's you know, I got people listening to the show today. People said relationship tune-up. I thought about some things that was inside Eddie's book. I thought about some things I hear from older people, some things I see with younger people, kind of observations, a little reading, a little kind of life experiences. So with that being said, you know, we're going to have a good solid talk for an hour, and I got something special. For those who want to chill out with a, you know, good one, we got a nice slow jam joint. Y'all can relax, too. So we're not going to make it too hard. And with our talk, we're going to let you spend, you know, a little quality time with that special someone, whether you're in your car, whether you're at home, or whether you're at the job. You know, just don't get in trouble at the job. You know what I'm saying? Pull over. Don't do nothing wrong. But, you know, I'm going to swing this over to Brother Eddie, man. Relationship tune-up, man, because somebody said, why that topic? Why you think every relationship needs a tune-up? And I would love to hear Sig's part of that from a woman's perspective.
Sounds good to me.
Eddie?
Oh, well, so you wanted to just take it from there?
Brother.
I thought we were about to go to a music break or something like that.
No. Music break, no, we going straight in first.
Nah.
And then we going music break. Yeah.
Excuse me, right?
Damn.
No. So basically, I mean, I'm just like, honestly, and please know, I want you all to know this. We are not scripted. All of these shows are on the fly, so we're not trying to make stuff up as we come to you all.
No, we actually act like this. This is really us.
Yeah, this is us. You guys get us. This is what you're getting. So this relationship,
it's
tune-up.
Real,
I mean,
man,
it's
but
a good...
No, people like that, man. I'm telling you. People love that, man. People love the fact we're just being real. We ain't trying to be all phony and scripted. I'm telling you. People love when we do that stuff.
We would probably screw up a script. Can y'all see us trying to read a script? Like, what?
Oh, hell yeah. We're like, yeah. I can't do it. I'll mess up. But, like, what's my line? Anyway, you don't know your damn line? I'm going to be behind the scenes.
I'll be
arguing.
Like, hey, y'all know that ain't what you're supposed to say. Go to the next line.
then they call us out on everybody. Then they cursing and carrying on. Then someone saying, "No, come on!" But God said, "Don't f that."
Okay. Anyway, let's have Eddie. Go ahead. Do this.
No, I mean relationship tune-up, man. That's just such a broad statement. But I mean, the first thing that I would say that you might want to tune up or even work on mastering. In regards to any relationship, if you're in one, you're just starting, what you want to work on and definitely make sure that you eventually master is making sure that you, how can I say this? Let me see. You help them to understand that you are addressing an issue and not them. This is very, very, very easy to get caught up in, like, especially when you have a problem with something, to have the person think that you have a problem with them, as opposed to mastering, helping them understand that you have a problem with the issue at hand. I mean, how many times have you might have said something like, that was dumb, and then the response is, oh, so now I'm dumb. And it's like, no,
that's not
what I was saying. I'm not saying that you're dumb.
Right.
I'm saying that this is dumb. So you have to become a master at helping them realize that it's not you don't have an issue with them. You have an issue with the issue. And I think it's oftentimes very difficult for people to do. So it's really important to try to be cognizant of it and help them understand that the issue is not them. And confront the issue and not the individual. So that's definitely something that people should always work on and tune up, if you will, because that can cause a lot of problems. Anything you want to add to that, Sig? Have you ever been a recipient of that? Or dished it out?
I'm good for it. Did you just say that's my way of getting you a chance to get it right before I get you. But that's just me. In a relationship, I'm a totally different person. I'm very careful about accusations and using my I statements instead of saying you did this, you said this, and whatever. I'd rather sit and have a conversation, because in my relationship, it's important to me that I don't attack it, because I don't fight fair. I don't want to argue in my relationship. I do it for a living. So I'm going to have a discussion with him about what's going on and how I feel. And I like this. I love my man now, because we can talk about anything and everything. And baseline, he'll come out and say, you just need to be shook because you're really crazy today. I can accept that.
That's good.
He has wanted to shake my stand quite a few times.
Wow.
But it's the open communication.
Wow.
It's the honesty. Because I can say, I feel like what you just said, and he'll be like, that's not what I said. It's not what I meant. And then he can do the same thing. I'm into communication. I'm into that open communication, that honest communication, that I'm not going to play games with you when it comes to our relationship, because that communication keeps our foundation solid and it keeps it from being rocked. So you won't walk around looking side-eyed at each other feeling some kind of way.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
okay. Let me ask you a question, Eddie and Sig. Let me ask you a question. And you brought up a point, Sig, about communication. And you talk about, as far as the communicating, addressing the issue. Now, shouldn't it be some type of way, shouldn't it be a part of understanding that person's background or where they, how they grew up? Because how I've grown up in that situation is different from maybe my wife or my spouse or whatever. Shouldn't it be understanding of that, or does that play a part or don't play a part?
Yeah, I mean, this is the missing step in communication. It's helping them understand why you act or think the way that you do. That's the missing step,
mm-hmm.
because we get so caught up in our everyday routine and us knowing why we do what we do, or sometimes we don't know why a lot of times we need to assess ourselves. A lot of people, you'll be shocked to know that a lot of people don't even understand themselves, yet they want other people to understand them. So the biggest thing that I find is a lot of people, they need to, first of all, sit down and assess yourself. And once you take the time to assess and understand yourself, then help someone else do the same, especially your mate. Because if they don't understand why you do what you do, then they might feel that you're being disrespectful. It's funny that we're even having this conversation, because I did a thought of the day. It's been a long time since I've done the thought of the day, right? I recently did a thought of the day that I think you even liked. Nas, it was the thought of the day where it said, imagine that you wake up on a very cold day and you getting ready for work, and you're about to get ready for work. So by the time you get ready for work, you realize that your spouse, your mate, whoever you're with, they warmed the car up for you for you to have a warm and cozy ride to get to work. It sounds like a very nice person, right? But now I need you to realize or understand the fact that when you realized that they had warmed the car up, it was after you had sweated out your shower from flipping the house upside down trying to find your keys to your car, because they did not tell you that they did that wonderful thing for you. So now you have something that was done with the intent of being nice or sweet, but it was received in a terrible way because it was never communicated that they did it or even why they've done it. So now you have a situation that was supposed to be wonderful and loving and kind that turned out to be terrible and actually ruined your day because it wasn't communicated that it was done or even the intent behind it being done. So, and that happens in relationships all the time. We have in our mind what our intent is, but it doesn't get communicated effectively to the recipient. So it ruins the whole thing.
Yeah, I love that.
It ruins the whole thing. So we have to be cognizant of the fact that our spouses, our mates, our girlfriends, our boyfriends, whatever you want to call them, they don't necessarily think or have our minds. So we have to take the extra step to say, hey, babe, this is why I did this, or I understand you're upset. I can see why you would be upset, but this is why I did it. I didn't mean for it to come off that way or whatever, but taking an extra step to explain why you did stuff, for one, helps you not to have to do it again when you do it again, and two, helps them understand the intent behind why you did it and hopefully be able to be more receptive to why it was done as opposed to being offended by why it was done. So.
I like that.
Eddie, it's funny, because when I read his thought of the day, I said, who the hell does that? You know your mate. You know that's kind of funny. Warm the car up
don't
for you.
Tell him. You said warm the car
up. But everybody don't know they mate, see? Not everybody knows.
Well,
yeah. For years.
I was about to go in on his topic, and I was like, wait a minute. Everybody don't know they mate. That's his whole point, and I need to stop. I was like, who the hell does that? You got to know your mate. You got to
know
crazy.
You know,
because the first time they do it, they're going to be like, babe, I'm about to go. Your car is warming up for you. And you know they're going to do that. But you've got to be able to have that open communication in order to do that.
Yeah.
Instead of him trying to win you over and surprise you, and you mad when he get home, he think he did a good thing, and he got some coupons built up, and he doesn't. Because you're upset because I don't want to work, and you ran my gas out of my car. You know?
Yeah.
So it is about you've got to know your mate, and it goes back to you have to know self. That was the first thing I said. I was like, who does that? Who don't know that their mate goes out their car for them? And then in this day and age, if you start my car, so my car come up missing, I'm going to come get you because you started my car.
how do you have, with some people, self-realization that they have to start talking to them? Because sometimes in relationships, people get so complacent, so used to the norm, they figure they don't have to say nothing no more, they don't have to talk too much. They figure, oh, I got her now, I got him now, you know, I don't got to put the work in, I don't got to sit there, hey, hey, what's going on, hey, babe, communication. How do you help those who's in those ruts? I'm talking about long-term relationships, and they've kind of forgot how to talk to their mate or maybe communicate properly. You know, everything's going smooth, you know what I'm saying? There's no problems, there's no issues. But they just don't talk like they used to, and that's when relations kind of get stagnant.
This is how I help that person. That's normally when people lose their mate.
When you get
comfortable to where you're not trying to make anything new and everything's predictable, you have a higher probability of losing your mate than keeping your mate, because it's not going to be that hard for somebody out there to pique their interest because they're doing something new and different than your normal routine. And I challenge anybody, I have the chapter in my book, Remain the Same and Lose the Flame. If you are the same exact person all the time, you no longer are intriguing to your mate. So with that, you have to always be new, not saying change yourself, but evolve. That's a difference. It's a difference in trying to be something that you're not and just evolving, being a better you. So I recommend anybody doing whatever it takes to evolve, or just if you're the type of person that likes to do things or you're not big on change, do something with your mate that will always have change to it. What do I mean by that? Okay, if you guys do movies, there's going to be a different movie, so it's changed today. If you all read books together, there's going to be a different book. I hope you're not going to read the same book all the time. So if you all like to kind of stay in the same lane, do something that you can do common or often, but it's something different. Me and my wife, we love books. So, like, going to Barnes & Noble is like a kids in the candy store for us. But it's something different. One thing, me and my wife, we never, within a year or two, go to the same restaurant once. We never do it. We always find a new restaurant or a new experience for us to find that we can talk to and just have something together that we can grow from.
That's right.
And at the same time, like I said, I'm always, you listen to me all the time, I'm always trying to be a better Eddie. I'm evolving. Also, for this last week, which has been difficult, I told you this is my year of excellence, I'm currently working on removing from my vocabulary. As a speaker, it just doesn't sound professional to say so.
Oh, my God.
Have
signs and stuff. Thank you. I need help.
I have signs and stuff up to say no when I lift up my dagger, when I open up my cell phone or look at a watch or something that says no So I'm working on different things to improve myself. But if you are always being new in the sense of evolving, you are always becoming new in the sense of evolving to your spouse. So that's what will keep them intriguing. You don't want to watch the same thing over and over again. Even our favorite movies, we don't really watch them. Matter of fact, it's interesting, it's funny, we only watch our favorite movies when they come on TV. We have the DVD right under the daggone TV. But
that's
we don't
right.
watch
yes,
the
do.
Favorite movie. We'll even watch the commercials. We're like, oh, I ain't seen this in years. It's been down there all that time. But you will watch a movie on TV past the commercials and everything because it was your favorite movie, but you will not go and put your get the DVD and watch it over and over. I don't understand why we do it, but we do it. We'll have the DVD, never watch it, but wait till it comes on TV to watch it. Because just to have the same thing over and over again, it's not appealing. So just become different. Make sure you're evolving so that you can remain interesting. And I don't know if you want to add to that, but we can go on and on about stuff like this.
I definitely want to add to that. But before I want to the lady standpoint. But first, before we go on, I want to definitely introduce. I got the other co-host from the Every Woman Talk Show. Miss Mitte, what's going on? Happy Valentine's Day, young lady.
Hey, guys. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Hey. What's going on?
Hey. Good evening. Good evening.
What's going on?
Good evening. Good evening.
We got some input. We got the ladies' input.
Well, yeah. You know, you guys always have the ladies' input on your show, so that, you know, you got an extra benefit. But Eddie, a great statement. For me, you know, it depends on what type of relationship. You either have married couples. You can have a couple that's just getting together, and one of those parties may have kids, you know, one of my situations. And so you got to kind of keep that communication alive. And if things are drying up, getting stale, sometimes it's good to go back to the beginning, to what you used to do to get your mate's attention. And like Eddie said, the best way to kind of get your mate's attention is kind of losing your mate. If you see that person slipping out the door, you got to do something different. For me, I like to tell the person, like, honey, I need this, or, you know, can we do this? I don't want to come at you and say you're a bum, you lazy, you ain't doing nothing, or I'm sick of you, because that doesn't work. But just to give them a hint. And I think sometimes you have to get out of your environment, the environment that you're comfortable with and that you're used to, and you got to kind of go someplace neutral, someplace new, and, you know, almost get a jump start to your relationship.
Cool. Okay. Sid, what's your thoughts on that one? What Mr. Eddie L.
I love my brother, and boy, I got to tell you that if you have not read his book, read his book. And when you read his book, do like I did, just send him an email and say I read the book. I gave no feedback. All I said was I read the book. I agree.
Hey, real quick, Sig, let people know how they can get the book now. It may sound like this is a marketing moment. We got to take advantage of it.
You can go to his website and request the book. You can purchase the book. Eddie, help me out, because you know how I got the book.
Well, actually, you know what? Matter of fact, just to show the Shadow World love, if anyone who is listening to the show today, if anyone who is listening to the show today emails us or joins our Facebook page and puts their email up there, or inboxes me their email, I will send you a electronic copy of my book for free. Just for today,
yay,
though.
Exactly.
Just for today.
Yeah. Get to it.
Eddie's book has some really great things in it. The only thing I could say to him was I read the book because I had a plan on attacking him, but he never played the game with me.
But the thing is, we think so much alike when it comes to relationships. For me, my relationship is never going to get boring because, first of all, I don't have good sense. It's always about that next exciting moment for me. And I think people become complacent when you get to that point where the silence is not awkward. You know, it's like okay to be silent. But you have to be so connected that not only is that silence not awkward, you're still communicating. And anybody that is connected on another, you guys know what I'm talking about. You're still communicating. You could be sitting there watching a movie together, and you're not talking because you're watching a movie together, whatever. You both are going to want something to drink at the same time. One person's going to get up and come back and bring the other one to drink. No words have been said, but you're so connected on that level. And for me, that's when I think silence is golden. It's not awkward. It's no longer. It's golden. And so also, every time you do something, we never do the same thing the same way twice. We can't make a sandwich the same way twice. It's just the way it is with us. And then I always do what I call these little check-ins. I'll be in chat rooms or on groups or talking to people, and I'll say something really arrogant like, no, my man, da-da-da. Let me text him to make sure I got that right. I always do check-ins to see if I'm still okay and if he still realizes the crazy is real and it's not going anywhere, if he still loves that crazy, me as I am. And that's important because that's another thing, too. We popped into each other's lives. I accept him as he is. I was never trying to change him. He was never trying to change me. And we managed to grow together. And a lot of people don't do that. I can just change him. I can change her. If you have to change that person, you're not with the right person.
That's right.
Good point. Very good point.
For them. So, that's just what it's about. But I'm telling you, send those emails, read the book, and please, I'll buy you dinner if you just send, I read the book.
you can check it out at Facebook. You know, call in. I mean, feel free to call in, listeners. Please. The number is 646-478-4507. You're the Man of Talk Show. And, of course, we got the lovely ladies from the Every Woman Talk Show online with us. Sister Natay and Sister Sig is holding it down. We'll be having it holding it down. So you can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/ShadowWorldsRadio.com. Shadow Worlds Radio. Tune in, send us an email. You can Google Edward L. Fairley. You can Google all of us. We will pop up. But now we're going to get to the part of this conversation that I'm all waiting
before
for.
Before we change it, something that you must – no, I apologize, but I don't want to lose that topic. I apologize, Nas. Making sure, like, when it comes to changing, and this is really serious, like, if you are passive, like, you're not extroverted, you're an introvert or what have you, like, if you are in the bed and your mate always has to initiate, I'm talking change in the sense where you start to initiate. Because I'm going to tell you right now, your mate – if they're the one that initiates sex, they might like to initiate sex, but I promise you, everybody likes to feel wanted. I don't care who you are. You want to feel wanted.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
A lot of people lose their mate because somebody else showed that they were wanted.
Oh.
So you need to switch it up. Sometimes I understand that you might be the one and you like them initiating the sex or what have you, but you need to switch it up. You need to be the aggressor sometimes. So whatever you do, you need to switch it up sometimes. I'm not saying do it all the time, not become the aggressor, but switch it up. I promise you, for one, more than likely that's going to be the best sex y'all have had in a while. And two, if they were considering going, that'll hold them for a little while longer.
All right.
Yes.
But anyway,
preach,
you know, some
preach.
Women out there, you know,
yes.
some women, I guess, are afraid to initiate. What should she do? Should she roll up on her man in the shower? Should she, you know, get him when he's coming in the door? What?
No,
I
well,
got
if you're gonna
ideas.
Be, if
got,
you don't, if you're gonna,
I got a game.
I can't speak for, I can't speak for any other man, but. If you're afraid of initiating, you need to be more afraid of losing your man if you appreciate how he's putting it down in the bedroom and just go ahead and suck it up or even ask.
That's
some fun. It doesn't hurt to ask. Because
I'll
tell you one thing. It's a rarity. I'm going to tell you right now. It's a rarity for a mate to ask what it is that they're missing, like in the bedroom. And you need to tuck your pride in. If you really want to keep that person, you need to tuck your pride in the ass. Yeah, what am I missing? What do you like? Am I providing you with everything that you like? If you're really interested in that person, why wouldn't you? But you need to ask them. Why not ask them? And that's another thing. I'm glad you brought that up because it another thing that will help. What do we call this? What do we the relationship? What is this called?
Relationship tune-up.
Relationship tune-up. First of all, if you can't communicate that, your mate isn't your friend, and that's probably the first thing that you need to be working on. Your mate should be your best friend. And why is that? Mm-hmm. Because when you have issues with somebody, who do you call your best friend? Who knows everything there is to know about you? Your best friend. So if your best friend isn't your wife, you're telling everybody but your wife what's going on. And y'all, there's a lot of mixed things going on. My wife knows everything there is to know about me, and I feel comfortable telling her everything. And you feel comfortable around your friends telling them everything. So if your mate isn't your best friend, you also have a problem, and that needs to be addressed and worked on so that you all can maintain or grow in your relationship. I know so many people who are married or in a relationship with just their mate as opposed to their friend, and I don't even understand how that even works. Because that should be your best friend. That should be your friend.
That's right.
And if it's not your friend, you're telling somebody else your business. You're telling somebody else your innermost secrets and all that stuff, and it's not your spouse, and that's terrible. That's horrible.
Yeah.
So.
That's it. I love it, bro. That's perfect. That's perfect.
Exactly.
That's perfect.
And if your mate desires you to do something that you don't know how to do, if your mate desires you to do something that you don't know how to do, then you can always learn. Let your mate, you got to be naked enough to let your mate teach you or get on the internet, find some books or something. You know, it's okay if you don't know how to do everything, but you can learn how to do both.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right.
You got to learn.
That's exactly right.
Market in time. Sig is willing to give classes.
But you know, it's really there's nothing wrong with taking a class. You know, I guess as women sometimes we feel like
Wait a minute. What type of class are we talking about here?
Wait a minute, because y'all gonna be in trouble. I love my man.
Uh-oh.
I can give instruction fully dressed without touching anybody.
Oh,
I can walking through, and I am a true voyeur, so I don't mind a little hands-on. Look, they got me to do this. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
I can get to where you need to be, and you will be blessed, and you will thank me. I'm just saying.
Wait a minute.
But you know, I'm real. Some women or some men, they need to take some classes. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. Some people are so inhibited that they can't get out of their shell to perform anything.
I don't think anybody needs a class if their mate will tell them what it is that they're doing wrong. No one would need a class. If you're with somebody that is open and honest and saying, "Hey, I don't like that. That's too rough," or "I like this," then you have something to work with. But if you're going to a class and it's not your mate there, that person can't necessarily tell you how to please your mate. They can tell you what might feel good,
but you can get exactly
what your mate wants by asking your mate what it is that they want, how's this, or for one, paying attention. You about to make me mad now. Paying attention. What blows my mind is how are you in the bed doing your thing? And I don't even understand. I'm
Eddie?
Very attentive. Well, that's why I'm trying to help. I'm trying to give some good tips here. How in the world are you in the bed? This is what I need. Pay attention. You are in the bed. You're doing your thing. And here she says right there. Why you get excited and for one, you start pumping faster, you go different directions. If you were paying attention, you would know where right there is. Yet instead you got so excited that she said right there, you start pumping faster or in the wrong direction because you wasn't paying attention to what in the world you were doing.
I
would
think
that's because
y'all
hope.
Are men and y'all don't think.
Did you just say y'all
don't pay attention?
No. Wait, that's it.
I take that back.
I'm not entertaining that.
I'm
not entertaining it.
I was really picky.
You know,
I apologize. Oh, hell, Eddie.
I'm not entertaining that.
And, you know, and some people are just really too inhibited to even be that naked and vulnerable with their mate. So some people are going to need a book. Some people are going to need a class.
No, they're going to be lost. No, those people will be lost. If you cannot
be
open and honest with that person, how can you grow with that person? No book can tell you how to please your mate. Your mate can tell you how to please your mate, but a book is not going to do that.
Edward,
but a book
may
give you some ideas.
You
I mean,
tell
you know
what
it's that.
You like, but that you may need a little direction on how to get down that road.
Yeah, exactly.
That's, everybody is not as expressive. Let's be honest here. Let's just put this on the table. Everybody's not as expressive. Everybody's not as open. Everybody don't spend their life walking around naked. I ain't saying no names, but I'm just saying.
And that's a good. That's
everybody
a good thing.
Is
that's
not
a good
in
thing.
Touch with themselves, and we as Black women, and hey, this is a good show. We as Black women have been so inhibited as far as our sexuality, we have not taken the time to get to know self. And I tell all Black women this, when you start asking me questions about all this other stuff, get to know yourself on a personal basis. Spend some time with yourself naked. You can't please you. He can't please you. My mama taught me that.
Now, see, that goes right back. See, now I just need you to realize the theme that's happening here. I need you to realize the theme that's happening here, because if I'm not mistaken, less than 20 minutes ago, I stated that you have to, a lot of people don't know themselves, which in turn keeps them from being able to teach other people how they respond. So if you don't know yourself bodily, how to please yourself or what have you, how in the world can you? Which is why I'm going to tell you right now. Since I was young, I never messed with girls that were my age. I've always messed with older women since I was a little boy, I'm going to put it that way. And it was because older women, they seemed to know and understand what it is that they want, and they wouldn't deal with anything less than what they wanted. And like, I don't have time for that. They were trying to get their rocks off. And my thing was that's what motivated me to want to be with them, because my intent was to – for them to get their rocks off. I couldn't get off until I got them off. So it was a win-win. So I needed to focus and pay attention to what it was that would actually please that person to make sure that I could be pleased. So I guess I'm blessed with a selfish curse that works out for me, because if I can't get you off, I can't get off. So I have to get you off for me to get off.
Edward, darling, sweetheart, baby, Lord, brother of mine. Every man, every woman don't think like us.
Every woman
is not like us. Everybody can do what everybody else does. I mean, there are people
but everybody can pay attention. Everybody can pay attention. You can take your time and pay attention. That's something that everybody can do. If you are ADHD or ADD, you can get Ritalin to focus and pay attention. Do what you got to do to
see
it. Hold up.
Wait a minute. You getting some Ritalin and what the hell?
I mean, you really need to pay attention.
But you can pay attention, and say you have somebody who is not into that, and they're only going to do it for you, but they don't know what they're doing. So you can say,
Listen, I'm taking notes right now. Let's be specific. What are we talking about? What's that?
I'm getting to it.
What?
Somebody
what is that?
I'm trying not to use wrong words. Listen, if you say, I would like for you to do this to me, and she's like, that's nasty, I never did that before, but she decides she wants to keep her man, because we all know Boom Chica will get on her knees in a heartbeat, then she's going to try it. She doesn't know what she's doing. And he's going to be like, not right there. No, don't do that. No, I need you to watch this video. Girl, get your teeth off of that. That hurts. We don't play that. Okay. So, Eddie, at that point, unless he's ever given anyone a blowjob, yes, that's what I'm talking about, And if he has given someone a blowjob, he might want to go run and let Boomchicka have him. Anyway, I'm back to me. So, she needs to go look at a movie, read a book called Sig 101. She needs to do something to learn how to get to where she is. So even though, hey, I can give you instruction. Maybe I'm not talking about this. I never had to give you instruction in my life. I have to do these disclaimers now.
I'm not worried about that. You know, I don't.
Shut up. I can give you instruction, but if it's not something that I only know how I want it to feel to me. I don't know exactly what it is you do to make me feel like that because, you know, I never did it before. You need to get instructions from somebody else. Everybody is not that verse in their sexuality. People are still evolving and learning. So let them take the class. Let them take the class.
And those are the people that are deprived and sad, and I'm trying to help them get out of that by being open and honest, because if you're not, first of all, and this is what bothers me about people, and I really don't understand why people are, they rather suffer by not sharing what it is that they want and saving somebody else's feeling than hurting somebody else's feeling or potentially hurting someone else's feeling to get what it is that they're seeking. I don't understand that. I'm going to hurt your feelings before I'm going to be sad because I didn't tell you what in the heck what the problem was. I'm going to hurt your feelings.
Some people don't speak up. Some people don't speak up.
But Eddie, some
so
people...
So why would y'all be miserable? I don't understand.
Some people
just don't speak up.
On their sleeve, and they're not going to... It's not going to be... No matter how you say you don't know how to give head, it's not going to come out, right?
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Right there. It's just not going to come out right. Because then she's going to be, okay, number one, she knows she don't know how to give head. She never did before. So then he's going to say it. She's self-conscious. She already was trying to put forth an effort. Her feelings are hurt. She's this meager person, and she's spent all her life trying to get past the fact that maybe this is not a nasty thing. I mean, see, do it like breathing. So she can't get past all that. I love my baby. She can't get past all that. So no matter how he says it to her, it might not come out right. She might need to sneak and do something on the side until she can perfect it, and then they can talk through it, and then he can say, damn, you must be looking at a movie. Oh, you getting it now, girl.
Then
it'll become different.
I'm sorry.
Everybody's
see, that's
not
on
the same
level,
and
everybody's
not going to learn this. Eddie, I can't swim.
No,
you can tell me to swim all day long. I still can't swim.
That person needs to be your mate needs to be that mannequin. I'm sorry. Because, all right, let's put it this way. I'm going to put it like this. Unfortunately, I'm saying this on the radio, but I love and have always loved to give head. So I've given too many people head, unfortunately. And please understand I'm going somewhere with this. But I say all that to say this. Some women would not prefer, some women prefer for me to spend more time at their clit. Other women would prefer that I took care of their lips. Other women would prefer that I spent most of the time on their inner lips. Some women prefer for me to tease their hole.
Okay,
other women would prefer for me to suck on their lips and kind of hide their clit I'm sucking. Or whatever.
Eddie.
So there's different forms
Eddie.
Of pleasure when it
Eddie.
Comes to giving head. So
okay,
I can't go
Eddie.
To a movie
okay,
and say, okay, oh, that's how the guy gives head. So
Eddie.
Let me try that on my wife.
No,
you
Eddie.
Have
Eddie.
To.
Eddie.
You
Eddie.
Have to
Eddie.
Pay
Eddie.
Attention.
But Eddie. Yes. Eddie. But people like us who are perfecting the craft. That's different.
Oh God.
Because then you know that. Everybody can't be pleased the same way. You got their own little tricks, you know, like that thing twist. I love my man. Anyway, so you perfected your craft. Praise the Lord.
That I did.
Like that on the radio tonight, I'm going to beat you. Don't want to hear that right now. So listen, everybody is not in that, because I get visuals. I'm a visual creature. Everybody's not in that same place. Everybody's not able to do that. There are some people who think the one way that they do it is the best way. You tap them out. There's some brothers out there that know who I'm talking about. You tap them out because you don't know what you're doing. Yes, tap them out. But, see, everybody's not in the same place. Everybody has to perfect their craft. Everybody has not taken the time to get into whatever it is that they're doing. And if you, and yeah, this brother I tapped on got mad. He ain't spoke to me since. I don't care. But he wouldn't have had his pride on his shoulder, then he could have learned something, but he didn't. And that's what's going to happen. You're going to run into people like that. Everybody's not willing to learn. Everybody doesn't want to hear that they're not doing it right. And, Eddie, I don't care what you say, the world is different.
No,
Hold on, Eddie. Eddie, hold on a second. I want to hear Nitae. She probably in the background like, what the hell?
Nitae is listening. Okay.
Once again, welcome to the Man Up Show and happy damn Valentine. We got Brother Eddie on a whole nother level. Y'all usually don't hear this all the time from Brother Eddie. But that's my man. He goes in. But Nitae, you have any comments on this about
You know what? What I will say is that I do believe that some women, yes, your mate should be your best teacher, and you should be able to communicate with them and tell them what you want and where you want to be touched and all that other stuff. But sometimes, you know, a woman, she may need to go read a book, or she may need to take a class, or she may need to look at a video. Now, it's not going to tell her how to please Eddie per se, but it's a starting ground. Now, and I'm sure when y'all fantasizing about a woman doing this and that, that fantasy doesn't include a chick saying, you know what, babe, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do that. It doesn't include that. And sometimes in women's mind, they want to be all of this and that and this and that. So sometimes it's just building their self-esteem. That's all. And women, there is nothing wrong with it. To perfect your craft, you got to study. You got to learn. You got to do something.
Well, maybe what I'm saying is being – no. I just want to make sure what I'm saying is not being miscommunicated, huh?
Now, I got something. Now, we talked about the books and video. Just real quick, I'm going to throw this in there.
Go ahead.
I never heard about it. Listen, why can't you and your spouse make a video and you improve on the craft? Make a damn video. Make your own video. Then be like,
yes.
Oh, dang, honey. You could have grabbed my ankle here. You could have did this here, baby. You know, we could have did this. Oh my God! Oh my God! There's a hole in the wall. How'd that get there? You know, stuff like that. You know, damn. Well, why we break the box spring? I mean, stuff like that. I mean, you know, that's what a sexual video didn't have. You know, that's what I'm talking about.
Just have fun. You know, just have fun.
No, I'm saying. I don't want that to be miscommunicated. I don't want them to think that this came from you saying no. You're doing this wrong. I'm saying while you're in the act. This is while you're doing whatever you're doing. If they're doing it wrong, say no, not right there, baby. Or while you're doing it, paying attention. I'm not saying sit down and say, hey, this is what we need to work on today. We're going to work on balls. Tomorrow we can work on chips. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying this should be all right. But I'm going to put it this way: it should be as fluid as a regular conversation. Sex, you know, me and sex. Sex and communication, they're the same thing to me. To me, personally, sex is a form of communication or sign language, if you will. I personally feel that when I'm in the bed, I am speaking. I'm saying the things that I can't say with my mouth, with my body. So those things that I can't really express through verbal, I guess, communication, I have taken those things and I've relayed those messages to you in a physical manner, because what I feel for you, I cannot even express how I feel for you in words. So I'm going to take that spiritually and share that with you in the bed. That's the way I look at it. Those things that I can't say with words or with a nice gesture, with a card or flowers or what have you, those things, how I really feel about you is not even I don't even have the ability to put those in words. So with that, I have to go to a whole nother realm of getting this message across to you, and I'm going to do that through my body with you in the bed.
And that's very good. But Eddie, what about the man who don't have that PhD in sexology? What about the man that ain't graduated from kindergarten yet? What about the woman that ain't made it out of first grade yet? She gone.
Well, hold on. We got my man Darryl. Brother Darryl's online. He want to chime in. Darryl, man, gotta hear this. You want to? Darryl, you know, I'm calling in.
Hey, what's going on, my people?
Hey, Darryl.
What's going on, man? It's going down. It's good.
Yeah, I mean,
it's going down.
Eddie, don't let me stop you. Continue on with your dissertation, my brother.
No, you mute him. No, Eddie, no, what you're saying is true. You have to be able to. And it does extend towards your sexuality and your relationship with that person. And it's really beautiful when it's no words that has to be spoken in order for the moment to pop off. It's really beautiful when you just pass each other in the hallway and suddenly the world just melts away and you get it in the hallway. That is really beautiful and that is really great. And you have to, with like all things in relationship, in the hallway, in the doorway, on the stairs, in the bathroom, don't get me started.
You know she can't stay focused. Would y'all stop giving her trigger words, please, so she can stay on task?
You have a hard time with this.
This is a man up in every woman's show right now. We're having fun.
Okay, so that is a great moment, but not everybody can get to that moment. Not everybody has communicated physical words, first of all, to even get to that. They can't communicate on which coffee to buy. You know, I'm buying this coffee because this Negro like it, and I can't stand this flavor. They have not been able to have that conversation where we may not agree on everything, but it's okay that we talk about that too. So, and if they haven't built that foundation, they're not going to have a sexual foundation built either, because there's just no way they're going to say, I really don't like you when you bend me over the sofa like that, all of a sudden just kind of rough when you pull my clothes up and just go in when I first walk in the door. God, I love my man. They're not going to be able to say that. They're just going to tolerate it and grow to hate it.
Everybody's not going
to be able to communicate on that level, baby.
Now, see, and I'm glad you said that, because that goes right back to what I said probably about 20 minutes ago. That should be, your mate should be your friend. And who can you do those things that we were just talking about to? Your mate.
Your friend.
If your friend, you could tell, girl, you shouldn't have wore that to school. Or you shouldn't have worn that to work. What was you thinking? Girl, did you see your face when such and such? Now, and that's the relationship I have with my best friend, with my wife, like, oh, you should have saw your face when I did such and such. Or, that wasn't a good look. What were you thinking? And we can laugh at that. Why? Because as friends, we have that form of communication. If you cannot talk to your mate like that, they're not your friend. And you need to work on y'all's friendship. Because, again, like you did say, and also another thing that I'm noticing that's missing is that caused issues is a couple of things. One, selfishness. And I say that in the sense that there's a lot of selfish people in the bedroom. I'm trying to get mine. So I'm trying to get this nut off. Now, if both of you all are intentionally trying to get each other off, everybody's happy. But if one person's trying to get their nut, and after they finish, that person's out back, of course there's going to be some frustration. So, first of all, love is not a two-way street. Let's start there. What the hell do you mean by that, Eddie? Love is not a two-way street. Love is really a one-way street. But when it's done correctly, it seems like a two-way street. What is love? Love is when you do things for somebody because you just care about them. You're not doing it because you want something in return. I just love you this much that this is what I want to do for you. That's a one-way street. But when you're talking about manipulation, I just did this because I hope she do this. That's not, that's the only way that you get frustrated or mad. But if you love somebody so much that, for one, what they're asking of you is not going to harm you, but you're so willing to do it for them, then you won't be hurt or disappointed or mad that you're doing it, because you just really care and love them that much that you're willing to do that for them because you know that pleases them. So again, you have to find friendship, you have to find love, and you have to find, and for one, if you do find true love, or if you are really loving of that person, the selfishness will go away because your whole purpose would be to please that person. So
hold it right there. You have people, you have someone that maybe one, they say they're in love with this person, but the other person is kind of taking advantage of that love. Someone loves one more than the other one, the other person. I mean, how do you deal with those people? Oh, a person looking, I just love my man or my just loves my woman, but it's only reciprocated in way. You see what I'm saying? You know, panel, help me out here on this one. Because you have a lot of relationships where it appears
like
one-sided.
Yeah.
No, but they say, well, I love you because I do this. But however, you have a lot of one-sidedness, you know, in some relationships out here. And, you know, those people that listen to the show, they may need help. Because there's a lot of people out here, like you said earlier in the show, I think someone said it, I'm not sure if you said it, Sig, about you have these people who's kind of, who don't say what they really want, you know, but they're just giving up love. They don't say what they need, but they're just giving, constantly giving.
I honestly think when you're in a relationship, and when you're in a relationship, if you are loving that person and you are in love with that person and that person is barely liking you, I think we need to step back and evaluate yourself. Because at that point, what you're doing is you're losing yourself for this person. Because if you love them and you're in love with them and they're barely liking you, they are going to use you, maybe not on purpose at first because it's human nature. I can get anything I want from Boutique because she'll do anything I say because that girl loves me. But I'm trying to get with Tiffany down the street, see? And it's lopsided because I can't quite get with Tiffany yet, so I'm just going to use Boomshika for all I can. And then when Tiffany come around, then boom, my God, and I can just leave Boomshika alone because then I can just tell her, you know, I wasn't really feeling you like that. The key is to know self. Love yourself so much that you will not lose yourself in somebody, that you are willing to be with someone, not settle for it, that you are willing to grow with that person towards something. Not grow by yourself, not say, but one day, just one day he'll pick me, one day he'll pick me. No, boo, he's not going to pick you. It's time for you to step up and pick you, because Ray Ray liking you anyway.
Now hold that thought right there. Now, I want to explain to Natae and Darryl and Eddie. Now, Natae, answering the same question, and I just want to put this out there, you know, you're loving yourself, and at the same time, answer this, when you're trying to love yourself, you want to come across as being selfish as well. So Natae, what's your thoughts, man? Darryl, after that, then Eddie, I know you're going to go in.
What, how do I come across to not be selfish or to determine if he's selfish?
Well, yeah, you know, you want to convey your message. You know, say, you know, it's a lopsided. You want to convey the message. You like, I said, Sig answered the fact that you have some people out here who's more loving of the person, and they'll do whatever for them. And, you know, her end result is like, yeah, love yourself. You know, when you're loving yourself, you don't want to come across as too selfish. You know what I'm saying? You know, where's the balance at in that? You know, how do you tie all this in together?
Well, I was going to say, you have to find balance in that relationship. And keeping in mind, there are different relationships, and different relationships serve different purposes. You may just have somebody that you know your baby call that you just want to happen, that you just want to be tapped. So that relationship, you don't have to go deep, and you don't have to give too much other than in the bedroom. But for the real loving relationships, I just feel like that kind of has to be detected before you even start having sex with a person. If somebody is not a giver outside of bed, if somebody is stingy outside of bed, if they don't want to put the time and the effort and the communication in to make the relationship work, if they're not naturally a giver by nature, then in the bed, you know they're going to be selfish. You know they're going to be stingy. You know they're going to go for self. And that's not the type of relationship I want. But now if I'm naturally a giver and I want to please him and he's not meeting the need, he's not pleasing, then at some point, you know, like Sig said, I gotta retreat. I gotta, you know, step back. I gotta love myself a little bit more and just you know, I gotta disconnect from that. And I just think at the end
Very
of the
good.
Day it's communication, and it's also being comfortable. It's being comfortable to communicate sexually, to communicate verbally. You got to be comfortable enough to say, this is what I want, this is how I want it, you know, this is when I'd like for us to, you know, do it. And also, you got to be comfortable enough to say, you know what, we're not meeting each other's needs. We got to go.
That almost sounds like a little man up moment there.
Man it up.
Exactly. Now, Darryl, you want to answer that question right quick, brother?
All right, then.
Are you alive there, big brother?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still kicking. Here we go. If somebody's with you and they're not trying to, okay, try to put this as politically correctly as possible. You know what? Let me throw political correctness out the window for this one. For all y'all who are sensitive, so sorry. Plain and simple, point blank. If a man is not willing to exalt you, if you know what the word exaltation means, if he's not willing to exalt you, then he just ain't the one for you. If he ain't willing to put your needs ahead of his own, he ain't the one. Same principle for the dudes. Dude, if you, okay, you know how we do. We're very visual creatures. We see something, We like it. We go in. We do what we do. Eventually, we come across that one person, that one female, and it's all super nuts. It's all done. It's like, you know, this is the female. This is the one. And with that one, you're going to make her your queen. You're going to put her on that pedestal, and you're going to treat her the way that she deserves to be treated. That's just the way that we are, point blank. So I'll say most of us anyway. Can't say everybody, but most of us. When we meet that right one, we know how to act right when it comes down to it. And then when we meet Miss Right Now, we know how to act with that too. For ladies, you just got to know the right difference between whether we're treating you as Miss Right or Miss Right Now.
That sounds good, but now listen, I got, before I swing it over to Eddie, we got the call online now. We got Q from Atlanta. So again, we're welcome to Q from Atlanta. What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Everything is great, man. Everything is great. One step at a time.
Awesome, brother. Awesome, brother. Thank you for calling the show, man. You definitely want to chime in, man. So let's hear what you have to say, man, about this subject, man. What you got going on?
You know what? I'm gonna go two-sided. I mean, unfortunately, my heart goes toward whatever's gonna be best for the dude. All right, because the unfortunate thing is sometimes dudes, and listening to a lot of you guys, I mean, I understand where your heart is, you know, but 2014, a lot of what is said is not appreciated. And I don't mean to be facetious, but, you know, it's noble, it's great integrity and character, but in order for this thing to work, as you guys are saying it, you have to get the ladies on a level of appreciation, because the sad thing is, 2014, majority of our ladies know that they can bail out any time, and they're going to win. So, you know, the coupling ain't what it used to be. Now, on the noble side, I say absolutely. Do whatever's necessary to find love, do whatever's necessary from the man's point of view and the woman's point of view. And ladies really have to start looking at guys who have some type of integrity. I spoke to a lady the other day. She's four babies deep, and she wants somebody to come in and treat her as if she's a virgin. It's not necessarily going to happen with a guy who has something to lose, because no matter how messed up things are, you know, we got to understand, some of our ladies, they know they're going to win. You know what I'm saying? So guys are really the victims nowadays. You know what I'm saying? When you look at the good guy who, you know, who does everything the man up show preaches, he might be crying later. I don't know why she did me like that. I was a good man to her. You know what I mean? You come in, you take care of, you know. So I say it's two-sided. I want to believe that people can appreciate these good brothers, and I want brothers to appreciate good women. I got a partner dogging out a good girl now, and I told him about it.
Good point.
Time.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point, brother.
But good on to Eddie. I'm sorry?
Eddie.
Did you say Uncle Eddie?
Eddie, brother. I mean, yeah, on to Eddie. You know, Eddie, you know, you're her brother, Brother Q, you know, what's your thoughts on this, and in a little bit, what you responded to, man? You know, what's your thoughts, brother?
Well, first, it's similar to what Nate said. This stuff should be, before you get into a relationship and start talking about love and everything, all those issues need to be addressed before you get to that point. You need to be paying attention while you're dating, figuring out whether this is who you are or should, or actually, you know what, who's worth you being with. You need to be figuring out if this is the person that is worth being with you before we even start talking about this whole love thing and one-sidedness and all that stuff. Because once you get to the loving aspect, or this is the person that I love, for one, that should be the person for you. So we shouldn't be having issues with one-sidedness or anything like that if we are in the relationship phase, because that should have been nipped in the bud or eliminated when you were making your selection in the dating process. So I say all that to say this, which is, you'll never realize or consider yourself being taken advantage of if you are loving someone unconditionally. Why? Because, again, you're not doing things with the intent of receiving something in return. So I cannot be disappointed mm-hmm. with what you don't do unless I expected you to do something. And you shouldn't expect someone to do something that they weren't already doing before you got to this level in the first place. Now, if they did start off that way, then, of course, you should probably expect that. But if you are loving unconditionally, there's no possible way for you to feel like you're being taken advantage of or being, what's the word I'm looking for, being... Or being unappreciated or anything like that, because everything you should be doing should be out of just straight up love, not necessarily looking for something in return. Now, about this whole love thing.
So Eddie, are you promoting being used?
Am I what?
Are you promoting being used?
Okay, let me rewind. There's no way that I could be promoting being used if I told you to remove that type of person before you got into a relationship in the first place. All of this figuring out who you should be with should be in the dating process. If they're in a relationship with you and you're being used, then you did not catch that when you were dating when you were supposed to. You moved too fast. So this should not be an issue when it comes to a relationship and potentially a marriage situation. Why? Because you should be nipping those things in the butt or qualifying these people that you're dating while you're dating them. That shouldn't be an issue, because when you made that move from dating to a relationship, you should have made sure that that person had the qualifications of being in a relationship with you before you gave them that advice.
Good
so,
point.
All
you know
that
what?
Should be nipped in the bud prior to getting there.
It's funny you said that, Brother Eddie. It's funny you said that, because I think it sounds like the same thing that, Q, you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, it sounds the same thing that Q said earlier about women setting standards for who they're dating, and as well for some of our men setting those standards, you know, as well who you're dating. And I agree, it's definitely a dating process to get to learn someone. And it goes back to what Cygnus has said, and the thing he said is about the communication aspect, you know, in the relationship that we have to establish, whether you're dating, meeting someone, or trying to get to know someone. We have to set standards of what you're willing to accept. And I think you put it on the table, kind of say, look, this is what type of person I am. I want to know who you are. You know, you set the perimeters up. I mean, that's just my thoughts, personally.
Quickly, I'll let you roll back, Eddie. But you know what's so funny is, I personally think men do this a slight bit better than women. Guys, if you notice, when they do get married, they do not necessarily marry the finest woman in the room. They marry the woman they like coming home to. They marry the female that tolerates their stuff a little bit better. Unfortunately, some ladies, they like to pick square pegs and put them in round holes and hope that it works and find out if it fits and, you know, that whole thing, which is why I think that a lot of girls end up dating the same guy 8 people removed. You know what I'm saying? Like, one dude will deal with, like, 50 or 60 chicks. And, you know, it's like some of those girls never even knew that there were other dudes in the city other than their small circle of dudes that they go after, which, you know, I can't knock them. You know, it is what it is.
What you're saying is definitely not a gender thing. It's a people thing, and I pray to God that you don't think that those all-right-looking girls think that the guy that they're with was the exact epitome of what they were looking for before they got married, because I'm confident that might not be their description of what they were looking for in the first place. But I understand that our experiences are so powerful that it causes us to feel that everybody, whether it be our gender or people around us, have the same experiences. So I understand where you're coming from, but it's definitely not a gender thing. It's definitely a people thing. And back to this whole love thing. This is something that's very important that I need you all to understand, or people to understand, is you can't properly love or receive love from others until you first love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say that again, because that's very, very important for people to understand. You can't properly receive or give love to someone else until you first love yourself. Why is that? Because, for one, if you don't love yourself, first of all, it's going to be hard for you to believe that someone else can love you. So that kind of blocks the possibility of you being able to receive love, because mentally or subconsciously, you don't even think you're worthy of love. So for those people who are looking for love to complete them or make them happy, you are doing yourself a disservice, because, for one, you will never be fully happy, because you have to first come to the relationship happy in order for you to end up in a relationship happy. Two, the person is more than likely going to be a reflection of how you feel and treat yourself, because if you feel highly about yourself, you will not accept anything lower than how you feel about yourself. So that's why it's imperative that you learn to love yourself appropriately. Then, in turn, people will love you in that magnitude, and you will also know how to love, because you've done a great job at loving yourself to the point where you don't necessarily need their love. Their love just complements y'all's relationship.
Very good. Very good, brother. Very well said. Now, with that being said, guys, you know, we had definitely a great show. I want to, first of all, you know, Brother Q, before, you know, we got to do some closing remarks. So we're going to bring on the Slow Jam shows. Anything that you want to comment on before, you know, as any closing remarks, brother?
Yeah, really quickly, the one thing Eddie said, I just want to correct him on. My personal experience is actually better than my opinion. My opinion comes from having a business that I created, bringing singles together. Here in Atlanta, I created something, that, which is my way of giving back, which is creating events that put singles together. So that's where my experience comes from. It isn't my personal. The other thing is, for anybody listening, if you're a male, volunteer for a males group. I would just implore everybody, you know, spend one weekend out of a year to volunteer for some young males group and give back. That's all. Take care, gentlemen.
Hey, Q, question before you
go. Brother Q, before you go, leave.
Yeah, before you go. Q, question. Your business, that's in the local area that you work, correct?
Here in
Atlanta. The business that you're referring to, that you got the information from?
Here in Atlanta and California.
Yeah, all right. So you work that business, and you dealt with people that experienced those things, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so that was your personal experience. You experienced those experiences personally, and you took that data and
marginalize. If you want to marginalize it like that, I mean, I'm quite sure, yes. I mean, absolutely.
Okay.
But, you know,
all right.
The reality is, you know, if you can disprove what I'm saying, I can go with that. But you guys got to close the show. We'll do that another time. God bless you guys.
Hey, listen, brother, if you have an opportunity, brother, we have one of our other, you know, young ladies in your area. If you mind, he's actually in the ATL area. Do you mind if we talk to you behind the scenes?
Oh, yeah. All good.
Brother Q?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they don't have no problem with my microphone. Hey, Q, was it okay if we talk behind the scenes? Yeah, I would definitely like to get your information, you know,
I mean,
definitely support what you're doing in the ATL area. You know, we definitely want to
absolutely.
Do that, brother.
You can contact me at cleanclassy@yahoo.com, CleanClassy.
Q-U...
Clean Classy, just with two Q's.
All right, brother.
All right.
All right, I got it, brother. But listen, man, we really
appreciate
you,
bro.
And consider it done as far as we supporting you, brother. And thank you for calling, brother. You have a very blessed evening.
All right, yeah, too.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you, sir.
All right, brother. All right, no doubt. You know, listen, it's been a great show, guys. I have fun, you know. I love when Eddie kind of take off that other hat and just, you know, just go in and dig in, and you know, Brother Darrell, he put down the Robitussin and called in. You know, I really appreciate that, definitely. And of course, Sister Sig, you know, I enjoyed the conversation. It was real conversation, and you know, you guys, oh my God, oh jeez, you know. All I can say is happy Valentine's Day to everybody, because you're not going to get Eddie like this all the time. And when he goes in, it's kind of like step back and, you know, let him do his thing, you know. But listen, you know, we really appreciate everybody. So let's get a little closing remarks before we bring on the slow jams. And also just want to give a little quick little business right here. You can check out the Every Woman Talk Show every Tuesday. This upcoming Tuesday, the ladies will be talking about the Black Church and everything that surrounds the Black Church, from the past to the, you know, how is, help me out, Sig. What's the proper pronunciation?
From the past to the Black Church, where we've been, where we are, and where we're going. Do we really have a future?
Tune in. Tune in. The ladies are awesome. When I talk about the energy is there, the ladies go in. You will swear you were either at the beauty salon or you somewhere, you know, in the living room watching Lifetime with them, and they just going in. They have a ball. I actually enjoy listening to it, and I find myself not only I'm behind the scenes producing, but I enjoy the show because they go in, you know, and I'm always learning something. So I appreciate the women. You know, so you check out the show 7 o'clock on Tuesday Eastern Time. Also check out the Game Strong program, you know, with my man Trey Davis and Big Daryl, you know, and I'm also going to bring William Hathaway as a guest host coming in next week. There's a lot of great things coming on. And, of course, I could not be remorseful without saying thank you to my brothers, to the Man Up Talk Show, Daryl, Big Daryl, of course, Eddie, you know, my man Haas. Can't forget about Tom Reynolds. He's been holding down, but still, we're going to call him and find out why he ain't tuning in. But he's probably on a date, and he don't say nothing.
you know what? I'm going to tell you. He is watching House of Cards. It was released today. He is watching House of Cards. I'm telling it because I was watching it too, but at least I stopped.
You know, so but once again, listen, we appreciate everything that goes down, you know, and you know, the talk about relationships, and those who want to check out his book, I think we need to, Q has earned the right to really send him a book, some information, and send that book out to him. Eddie, you want to let the listeners know as far as how can they get your book, you know, the website and everything, that information?
Most definitely. My website, well, one, like I stated, the offer still stands. If you go to the Man Up Talk Show Facebook page and just hit us up or inbox me from there, or just put your email address on the wall if you don't mind, I will send you a copy of my book through e-copy tonight. Otherwise, you can find my book anywhere online, or you can go to your local Barnes & Nobles, and if it's not in the store, just tell them, and they'll order it for you. And you can go to my website, which is www.edwardfairley, that's F as in Frank, AIRLEY.com, and you can get free downloads, you can purchase my book, you can get coaching sessions, you can pretty much do anything at my website. And that's pretty much where you can find information about my book.
Okay, I think we just had a quick caller. You're on line with the Men of Talk Show. I don't get a chance to go behind the scenes. Who we got on line?
It's Uli.
Oh,
hey.
My damn.
Uli, hey.
What's going on,
hey,
Uli?
Hey,
we recognize the number. You know, hold up. I was going to go to the slow jam, but I got to hear Sister Uli in this one. I got to hear. I have to, because me and Uli talk behind the scenes about so much other things that go on in relationships and life. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Uli is very passionate about things that go on, and she doesn't even play. I'm like, damn.
I'm angry.
Okay. Yeah.
No, you're not.
Yeah, see, a black man can't say a black woman's angry without getting
hit.
What? I'm not doing it.
Okay, I want to say this about
I'm not
Uli.
Doing it.
Uli is not angry. She is passionate, and I love it. I got to love it because she's
just
like me.
Uli's very passionate. But you give him a wrong side, damn. It's like, you know, getting Eddie started on a topic. You know, Uli goes in, I'm like, Jesus. Y'all don't even understand.
Okay.
And, you know, she'll go.
I just chimed in, so I really didn't hear much of what you guys were talking about, so I really don't know what's even going on.
You got to check the archives. Edward went in very sexual, and so did Sig, and a couple other people. They need the comedy. They went in. No, I'm talking about they went in. I'm talking about this, some old X thing going on. you know, Nate was very reserved, but, you know, she hung up the phone.
But,
Uli,
you'll be happy to know I didn't curse.
I'm so happy.
No, she
I'm
didn't.
So proud of
no,
you.
No, she did.
Thank you. I'm so proud of you. I can't say I'm going to do the same.
Okay, that's fine. I'll
accept that. So, Uli, I want to hear, let the listeners know, first of all, Uli is the co-host and one of the powerful people on the Everyone Talk show, and tonight's topic is the relationship tuna. What, I mean, just
the
topic alone.
Oh, wow. I kind of got the idea. I heard about the topic you guys were hand. That's why I called in tonight, because, you know, I normally let you guys do your thing and don't bother you, but when I heard the topic, I said, let me call in because, you know, I am an expert of mine and other people's business. You know what?
Go,
seriously, at the age that I am and being married for so many years and having two wonderful daughters and all that kind of good stuff, I have been through the ringer with my ex-husband, you know, and I stuck through thick and thin until I couldn't do it anymore. Tune-ups are only going to come when both parties involved want to make it right. If you only have one party that's interested in making it work, I don't care how many sessions you go to. I don't care how much you buy this person or where you take. It's not going to matter. If only one person is wanting it and the other has already emotionally stepped out of it, there's nothing you can do. So no tune-up is going to work unless both parties involved want to have that tune-up together.
Good point. Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. So, I mean, all right, they were talking about, I'm going to try to speed you up real fast. You talk about both parties, you know, having their input. You know, want, everybody got to be on the same page. Now, say y'all on the same page, things are going on. What about now getting to the point of how you keep that fire going? You know, because you're in a relationship. Things get stagnant. Things happen. How
you
do you keep, how you keep
honestly,
the fire going?
I personally don't think that people are ever on the same page. You know, I think one is always a little ahead of the other one, whether it be her or him. I think somebody always loves more than the other. I don't think anybody's ever on the exact same page at the exact same time. That doesn't necessarily mean the relationship won't work. It just means one has more invested than the other.
Okay.
What happens at what point is it that where that investment is not going to work? At what point? Because, okay, they might not be on the same page, but maybe they are. Maybe one is on the top of the page and the other one's on the bottom of the page before. But what divide is too far for them to put it together?
What divide is too far? You know, I guess when you start going in different directions and wanting the different things, you know, if you know, he doesn't want to be married and you do, that's a problem, or vice versa. If she wants to be married and he doesn't, or if, you know, if children are involved and you know, that person is not a parent yet and the other person is, and that other person cannot accept certain things, those are things that you just can't fix. You, some people are selfish and some people are selfless. So, you know, it really depends. Yeah.
Well, explain that right there. Cool. What you said was catchy. I mean, but listen, I mean, that was deep, what you just said, the last statement. Explain that, selfish.
What I mean by that is, for instance, there are some men who are not fathers, but they meet women who are mothers. So that man can be very selfish because he doesn't understand what it is to be a parent. And then that mother, being the parent and the caregiver and the nurturer, is a selfless person. So you may have two parties that are coming from two completely separate kind of worlds and some of them, it works. Like, some men are not selfish, and some men are like, you know, I'm going to treat them like they're mine because I love her that much. But then you have some men are saying, they ain't fucking mine. They're not mine. Oh, God damn it, see, I cursed.
That's okay. You can get good up. Keep going.
You know, there are some men that will not worry about whether they are blood ties, but the fact that they love that woman enough to accept her children. And then there are some men who cannot do it because they don't know how to do it because they are not a parent. So that selfishness can never – their relationship will never blossom because of his selfishness or her selfishness for whoever is not the mother and has dealt with men who have children and she doesn't have any children.
It's funny you say that. I mean, you kind of said two things that I can relate to some people that I even know. Eddie, I mean, something you probably said probably struck a nerve as well with you. You got some men who get in a relationship with a woman because they're trying to find their mother. I know it sounds crazy. And vice versa. Some women get in a relationship with a man because, you know, daddy, you know, they become more of a father figure.
Uh-huh.
How do we deal with those relationships? I mean, we talk about a lot of things, but I think, you know, ooh, you said certain things that kind of struck a nerve. How do we deal with those? You got some men out here, and I got some, you know, I know some men that pretty much, I'm going to be real, they married their mother. You know, they looking for, you know, them to do, look for that nurturing, look for all this stuff, look for her to do all this, you know, and it's kind of forgot about the relationship. Looking for her.
It's got to be a balance. I mean, we as women are nurturers already. It's just in our blood to be nurturers to a certain extent. Some of us are more nurturers than others. But it's got to be a balance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not your mama, but there are some things that I'm probably going to do like your mama because it's in my nature to be a nurturing person. You know, but, of course, mm-hmm. mama going to go the extra mile when I'm going to be like, okay, enough is enough, you know. But, you know, it's got to be a balance. It's got to be a balance. And it's got to be
helping,
a balance. For
are
women.
You helping that man? Are you helping
that
man
helping
or are you enabling that man?
Well,
are you helping or enabling him by being that man?
That's what I said. It's got to be a balance. It's got to be a balance. If you're talking about, you know, you can't wash clothes because I'm washing all your clothes, or you don't know how to clean up because I'm doing all the cleaning, you don't know how to cook because I'm doing all the cooking, then you're not helping him. You are enabling him, you know. But me as the woman I am, I take care of home, and you need to take care of everything else. Now, I still go to work every single day, and I still contribute to the household financially. I just like to take care of home. I like to take care of my man. But that doesn't mean
is
I'm enabling him.
Not only is that established up front, do you set those perimeters and those rules up front? You put it on the table. This is what I do. This, you know, this is who I am.
No,
because
I don't do
you
it.
Know,
I know because I don't do it for every tight ass nigga. No, because I don't do it for every.
Oh!
Yeah,
yes.
No. Mm-mm. No, because every man that's in my life hasn't gotten. Yeah, no. Because every man that's been in my life hasn't gotten that. You know what I'm saying? You know,
okay.
If I love you, if I'm in love with you, you got anything in every part of me. But if you just somebody I'm kicking it with and dating with, no, you can't get that from me. You can't get that part of me. So, no, it's not established from the door because, you know, relationships are different. All relationships are different. So, no, nothing ever
growing to them. I think it's about a growth because I'm going to admit it, and, yeah, I'm admitting it. I didn't love either one of my ex-husbands. I just didn't have enough to do that day. Catch me on a good day, I'll marry anybody. But
I can't take
my
this.
Man, I'm with now.
Oh,
I'm in love with him. What? That ain't no secret. They don't tell anybody. She didn't know what love was. My second ex-husband told me
you
I was
married him on a good day. Really?
It was. I was bored. I was like, I was told not to tell that story anymore. I forgot.
Damn.
But the man you're with now.
Really?
I am in love with him.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I'm bored, nothing to do, no damn shoe sale. Oh, dang, I cut.
So now you're in love with this man, and now you do things with this man that you've never done before.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's not even crazy. It's not bizarre. It's not odd to me. It's natural. It works.
Right. Right.
Right.
Wow. Okay. Brother
wrong.
Eddie, what do you think about that?
Edward. Where Eddie hung up when I came on?
No. Did Eddie get muted?
No. Eddie did not get muted. It's Valentine's Day.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Okay. I'm giving updates because I'm in such a good mood. Eddie said somebody muted his mic and he didn't like that. Eddie, I think it was an accident, boo. And if you are not still on the line, I'm going to walk to Virginia and beat you behind. I said that
and
without
I'm right with
him.
Nah.
Oh, we told Sig last night. We told Sig last night that she the only one with a damn man, that she got to get rid of his ass.
Oh, you know what?
Don't be starting no trouble. Don't be starting no trouble.
You really can't start trouble with me and him because, trust me, he listens to everything. He hears everything. Trust me, the whole thing about Trey in his voice, he was laughing his butt off about that. But I got to tell it. Tom says he's not watching House of Cards. He's at a meeting at the NAACP, so I have to apologize to him for that. But if I find out that brother is lying, when I get to Jersey, I got him.
It is
Eddie,
definitely on. But listen,
back on the phone.
Eddie's on, but Eddie, I don't know if he he's not muted, but you know, Eddie can be handling some Valentine's.
He might be having some communication. He might be communicating right now. Stop the communicating, bull. Stop
it. You know, so listen. All right, listen. We're gonna do the closing remarks. You know, once again, for those who listen to the Man of Talk show, it's been a great show. And actually, usually we do a music interlude, but the subject matter was just there and it was on point. And I appreciate all of
you.
And people was, you know, checking and chiming in from North Georgia. And just letting you know, by the way, we are invading Georgia. That's the game plan, Shadow Wars Radio. So, since we got you back, we are all on it. You know, ATL, I got a couple of cats down there. They're going to be linking up with you. You have a whole crew down there, actually. You don't even know. But these men
we're coming to visit, too. We're coming to visit.
We're doing that. You know, that's a promise.
Are they sexy men? I gotta know.
Yeah, they are.
You don't need to know shit. You got a damn Valentine. Sit your ass down.
See, you know, that's
the... I can look.
Listen, you know, we had the pleasure tonight of having the Man of Talk show with the lovely ladies of the Every Woman Talk show. I enjoy, and the listeners enjoying it, the texts coming in. You know, we enjoy what we're doing. But once again, don't take Valentine's as one day of the year to express your love and passion and expressions of endearment for those close to you. It don't have to be just the person that you in a relationship with. It could also be a family member. It could be your children. It can be, you know, people that means a lot to you. You know, don't use just one day to kind of set the tone of, I care about you. I love you. Or I'm just thinking about you. It could be a friend. It could be a person that, you know, listen, man, I appreciate you. Hey, listen, sis, I appreciate you. You know, I'm going to speak as a black person on Black History Month. You know, I'm very appreciative when I'm surrounded by positive, strong black people. You know, it's not that I'm excluding any other race. I can only speak about the race that I'm in because I know that our race needs to embrace unity. We don't need to kind of go back to the past. They say, you know, we should be like that. We have to set our own footprints so we can set our own future. You know, that's what we have to do. We're setting the footprints now. So if it takes me every day to look, you know, I love my team. I love my family. I love my Shadow Worlds family. I love my Every Woman family. I love the people who loves me back. You know, that's who I am. So without that being said, you know, I don't want to use one day to express love. So it goes out to my wife, to my family. You know, I love you guys. You know, it's not just Valentine's Day one day. It's all day. I love you guys. And that's the reality about it. You know, that's what I have to say. Closing remarks, Uli?
My sentiments exactly. You shouldn't take one. And we went through this with an Eddie knows. We went through this with the New Year's thing. It shouldn't take one day out of any year to express anything or to change anything. If you love me all year long. Don't love me one day out of the month, one day out of the year. Love me every day.
Amen. That's amen. That sounds great to me. What about you, Sig?
I love my Shadow World family. You guys are just tops. You give me something to do. Like I said, best date on a Friday night I've had in a long time. I love my man, but he understands I do this. I be in so much trouble sometimes. No, I want to say, that's right. You don't love somebody just one day a week. If you can only shower me with gifts and shower me with love and affection on Valentine's Day, as Nas would normally say, kill yourself. You got to love me every day. And what
kill
I want
yourself.
Everybody...
That's going to be my new damn thing. Kill yourself.
And what I want, he says it all the time, when Nas go in, people get dead. And what I want everybody to do...
Yeah, I know. I get mad.
If you don't love me any other day this year, love me on June 14th. Come out and support us. We're going to be in Newark, New Jersey.
Absolutely.
Race for the relay. And
absolutely.
We need money.
Yes.
Bring
Woo-hoo.
Money. I will be there. I'm coming. I'm coming to town.
Woo-hoo.
I'll be there.
Well, hey, listen, great stuff, guys. Also, I'm going to do a special announcement. You know, I've been saving this for I thought about next month. You know what? I'm going to do it now. Shadow Worlds Radio, we're going to expound not just on the internet radio aspect. I am now working my tail off behind the scenes. There will be a Shadow Worlds TV. And, you know, the first show will be the Every Woman Talk show. That's a promise. That's not just words. That's a promise. So I know
whatever you need, I got you.
I know it's gonna happen. You know, if you gotta start from, you know, an office building, you know, whatever it takes, it's going to happen. Because I believe that when you have strong women that's doing something strong and they're doing, they're trying to make a difference, are us as black men, and I'm talking every black man that's listening to us, stand behind our black women. Support them, because if you support a black woman, your wife, your girlfriend, your spouse, or a person you're trying to meet, or just a woman in general, a young lady, however, they will support you back three times full. Because, like you said, exactly, because like Uli said, our black women is one of the most nurturing women in the planet. And if you show the love and support to a black woman, I guarantee you she'll be riding down with you for life. So, you know, I do this because I see visions and I try to follow what God leads me to be, whether it be God, Allah, you know, Jehovah, you know, it's all God to me, you know, at the end of the day. I believe in a higher calling. And with that being said, you know, we're going through some slow points, and also the new show that will be coming on Shadow Worlds onto the Blog Talk is the Slow Jam Show. My man Haas is down with me on this one. I know he's busy. Big shout out to my man Haas. I'm black. You know, we can be doing the slow jams. You know, Haas is always busy, but yo, Nash, you hold it down like, all right, whatever, all right, nigga. It's all good. But I love him, you know, love the crew. You know, I love the family, you know, and also look out for this upcoming summer. We got some Game Strong basketball tournaments coming up in Atlanta and New Jersey. Trust me, if I say it's going down, it's going down. Also, the flag football competition coming down. It's going to be fun. It's a lot of things. We're going to have a picnic. We're going to have a good time this summer. It's so much things going on the horizon. I feel very blessed and honored to be a part of it with great people. It's a lot of great things. The Man Up Talk Show, we love everybody. So I just want you right now for the next 15 minutes or 10 minutes, listen to some slow jams and have a very beautiful and blessed day. And listen out for the new slow jam show. It's called Relations. You know, everybody get relations in. You know, have a great evening. We give you something. Yeah, you know what? Stop it. You start, don't they? Listen, guys, let's talk behind the scenes. Love everybody. Say goodnight, everybody.
Love you guys. Love you
goodnight,
guys.
Goodnight, everybody. Love you guys.
Shadow. Radio. Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed of that. Relation is beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have relations.
Relax with a loved one.
or the person that you're with, that you plan to love. But right about now, it's about relations. Enjoy the experience.
Oh,
Jam Mixtape Show on Shadow World Radio.
I'm waiting for you every day.
for listening to Shadow Wolf Radio, and have a blessed evening. It's Sunday, relationship show. So tune in. Thank you. God bless.
Shadow. World Radio.